Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and normal balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Hey, smokers, you stink! I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss.
Rock Piss cures the following listed but not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australians, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nerve growth, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, unless tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, screw all forms of cancer, psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, coronavirus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Shreveport,
virginity, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock Piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Hey yo, this is Method Man right here, the mighty Wu-Tang Clan, and this is MoreLikeRadio.com. Shoo!
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
This is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to 360 on 420 Radio, MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now, I was gonna hit the Sue, but
yeah.
I found myself stuck.
Yeah, it's because we took a week off.
Thinking like not remember, just now realizing how long that Rock This ad was.
Yeah,
like I forgot it was that long.
Any problems tonight? Blamed on the week off.
There you go. You got the built-in crutch already.
Just the fact that this show works amazes me.
actually, though, JJ, you and Judge have that excuse. I don't have that excuse.
Yeah. Here's the sad thing. We didn't need to take off last week. There is reason.
It wasn't a break for old lady.
It was from you specifically.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was her exact words. She won't admit to it, but it was.
Right.
She was like, I need a break from him. He's fucking loud. I'm like, what do you want me to do? It's not like I could kick him out. Not yet, anyways. No. I mean, it's not like you're Donald Sterling or anything.
Right.
It would take, what, a fucking 3/4 vote?
Let's face it. Just listen to the Real Dog episode, though, to realize that there's no way anyone could be Donald Sterling from this show.
Of course the phone rings as soon as I start a show.
Hola.
Well, yeah, I'm not answering that.
Hola, hello.
Why are you doing that? Why aren't you there? We didn't need to take off last week. We needed to take off this week. And that's the fucked up part. Because, like, I don't know. I mean, last week we had a good week. I would say so. And we all just kind of took a break. And then my dad had hip surgery, which I knew that was coming anyways. And then it was like, all right, he had the surgery, and I'll get into that full story here in a little bit. But he had the surgery and did so well that they let him out early. So I'm supposed to be old guy sitting right now. And I'm not. I'm here.
But then Boss Hogg told you don't worry about it and do the show.
Yeah. He said he's building up his, because the whole reason why I'm there is to make sure he doesn't fall over. So I told him, I was like, just keep your phone on you and hit the life alert button, text button, and send it. And so if this show ends really abruptly, sorry.
Abruptly.
Yeah. But we're here. We figured we might as well get one in.
Or, JJ, you can go and then we can do the Judge and Punchy show.
I really could.
I suppose. You have to leave me here.
Yeah. That's going to go really great.
I know.
She'll look at me because, like, she's already going to be coming home pissed off because she's, I mean, the show's going to be going on and she wasn't.
She wasn't privy to this information?
Like the last, well, she knows now because the last thing, I went and picked up, you know, Mini-Me, and the last thing she said to me was, you better hope he doesn't break his hip again. Like, relax, hippie McHipster is going to be okay.
Well, yeah, I know I'm going to be okay.
Yeah, well, relax.
That old dad.
Oh, God. See, look, everyone's like, why aren't you over there watching your dad? You should be doing something.
JJ is doing something. The show. His dad waved him off.
I bet dog's spot on there. So did so well equals annoyed nurses, so they sent him home. No, Maul.
No, actually, they break my bongs. So
while JJ then throws his bong in his dad's head. No, you never throw a bong, kid.
But I mean, we had a good week. I didn't get laid at all for any of that because I figured
now you know how I feel.
We would have no show. No, I don't know how you feel. I have sex like twice a month, twice a week probably. But I'm sitting here figuring, you know, no show, going to be extra special treats. Yeah, I mean, I got an extra special treat, but it wasn't during the time that I thought it was going to be.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it kind of did suck, but in a good way.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wait, Judge, when it comes to getting laid, how are we the ones bringing up the rear on this show?
Go figure, the prettiest one hasn't had sex in fucking probably 6 months.
You know what? We'll just go with 6 months, because I lost count.
Yeah. That's
bad. I lost too.
Well, I mean, you kind of. When was the last time, Punchy? Come on, out with it.
I lost count too.
I mean, lost count between years. Come on, man. We can figure this out.
Nah, probably at least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you pay or was it free?
Free, clearly.
Right. I mean, we got to ask these things. I figured after you dumped 100 pounds, which is essentially the weight of a midget off of you, you would have something going on by now.
I know, but I think it's kind of like still sinking in, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, wait, I did drop 100. Maybe I should start trying again.
Yeah, no shit, you could actually see your toes.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at them now. Yeah. You know, they're almost finger length. I've got ape feet.
Right.
Awesome. No, like, I should start trying again at some point.
Like, I will never understand that. The laziest one here gets the most ass, and you, who goes to a bar every night, and drinks every night, can't get it.
It's not that I can't. It's not that I can't. It's just, I have standards.
You have fucking standards.
I have standards.
You have standards that make Jack Black in that shitty movie look fucking good.
Which shitty movie? He's been in a lot of those.
Pick one.
I don't know which one you're talking about. You talking about the one where he invented the Pooby Gun?
Yeah. No. I actually dug that one.
Envy?
Yeah.
I'm Stiller?
I dug that one. That one was alright. The Pooby Gun. But, no. Cesaro Mark Punchy.
Oh, you're talking about Shallow Hal.
That one. I don't fucking know these names.
The one movie with Jack Black that I really liked wasn't even because of Jack Black. Tropic Thunder.
Right.
Yeah. The coke addict that they strapped to a tree. It was great.
Basically, did they make him more Chris Farley or Eddie Murphy?
Amy Jo Johnson? Yes.
Yeah. Minnie shows me her phone. It has the pink Power Ranger on
Amy
it.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody at one point in time is, you know.
If you grew up in the 90s, that was your first love.
Said every boy's 90s first love.
Yep.
Everyone's arced one off to that Power Ranger.
Not more than once.
That might have been my first arc.
Yeah. I don't know about that. To the pink Power Ranger. Wow. That's dating you, huh?
You never know. He could have been watching a DVD at one point.
Fair enough. Netflix.
Well, I mean, internet was around.
Not really.
I mean, it took like 20 minutes to get a Photoshop picture of her with her titties out, but.
And even then, like, it was just way easier to shittily print it off, and then
yeah,
because it's not like you could look at the screen.
Well, it's the whole, get this bit,
yeah,
then this bit, then this bit,
and then the fake tits are off, and it just does nothing for you.
Yeah, those suck. When you're waiting for the payoff.
At least now they're still like not believable, but they're good enough, you know.
Yeah, I guess
all that nice shading stuff you can do. But no, it's been a weird week. Felt really weird not doing a show. And then, like, I'm gonna mention this, like, I didn't like, all right, the Thursday that we didn't do a show, I was sitting here, like, you know, going to bed, getting ready for bed, and Dog sends me a DM and goes, it was bitch's birthday. And I'm like, oh, that's so fucking classic. She shows up to every show, and we pick her birthday to take off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the type of assholes we are.
JT's like, happy birthday, us.
But, I mean, I felt bad for like a microsecond.
I wasn't paying attention. I didn't know.
No, how come I didn't even know? Well, then again, I really, at this point, check Twitter when I get notifications.
Twitter's dying. I don't understand.
I might have put up a fight to do a show just because she's saying happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Kinda.
You won't fight and shit against her, though.
I felt like I owed her. No.
But, yeah. So, I guess, like, happy birthday. Or belated, whatever it is, yes, since it was a week ago. Yep, there she is.
Happy belated this past birthday and early next birthday.
Yeah.
Scrap, bases covered.
Done.
But, and then Sunday was, like, really weird because we really could have done one. And it wouldn't have been a problem.
I'd have been late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so it was just really weird. Because, like, all right, as a show, this month will be 4 years. You realize that, right?
Oh, shit.
Really?
I think so. Isn't it?
So, the same year that Brainstu celebrates its sixth, you guys celebrate your fourth.
I'm thinking it's four, or is it three?
Or two or one.
It's definitely it's either three or four.
It's three or four. Dog would know because it was when he got married.
Dog's in the chat. So
however long Dog has been married, that's how many years it's been. Because like we started doing recording. Like we would record the shows and then upload to Podomatic. And I know the week before his marriage or his wedding is when we did like one of the first shows.
So when is, speaking of weddings, when is the best, hopefully most white trash wedding ever happening?
The most white trash wedding is happening when?
Yeah.
The look I got was great. When's your wedding?
I'm kidding, obviously.
They don't know. I mean, at this point, it'll happen, and when it happens, it's happening.
Like, I'm just going.
I don't care what I have to do, this will happen. Oh, it's going to be nine. Yeah.
11.
It's going to be mic'd, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the event of the year.
And the fact that JJ is going to be doing a podcast on it is one of the reasons why I described it such a way.
Yeah. I don't know about podcasts. I go live with this. I think it has live potential.
Well,
3 years.
Live streaming, you know.
So 3 years this month.
I remember we were going to do the same thing at Royce and Marie's wedding. But then we were just all too busy having a good time. We're like, fuck it. Jesus Christ, we bare our souls for you people on air. Oh, I said the JC word. I meant Batman. We bare our souls for you.
So, yeah, 3 years this month. And that's, like, fucking nuts.
We started in May?
We started in May.
Why do I think we started in March?
Because we started planning it out in March.
Okay.
And it didn't take until May until we figured out how to mic everything.
Right.
It didn't take until May?
Yeah.
It took until April.
Well, it took us a while to figure out because none of it, we didn't have a board. So literally the first show is
the Radio Shack mic to the speakers.
Is Radio Shack mic to speakers with us coming through a party chat and not in the room with it. So
we have recorded this show on both coasts.
Yeah. This did used to
we
be.
We are coast to coast.
Let me see if I can fucking find this shit.
Can I also point out while you guys are talking about that? Because of the pictures that Royce and Sean of Hippo Juice are posting, I really want to get a just ridiculously large tire and a sledgehammer.
Who made the comment that they wished it bounced back? I just saw that and started giggling.
I'm not sure, but now I'm going to look for that comment at some point.
I thought I had this earmarked, our first fucking show, somewhere.
Hey, and you know what else, too, this week is what's going to be exciting? The second Raw this week starts to suck. I'm just going to be like, all right, going to FX and watching Louie.
Yeah, how about, Hammy goes, how about you look at your archives and see the oldest date there?
What are our archives?
Yeah, that would involve fucking a whole lot of stuff that we did not do for 3 years.
Yeah. Hammy, you're forgetting. That involves organizational skills. Look who the main generator of this show is.
You gonna see our archive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could probably find it quicker than I can, because I think
here's our archive.
Yeah.
This is our archive.
JJ can archive his head PE collection. He can't archive his show.
That's even discombobulated. Like, I love annoying people with being unorganized because it's funny.
Oh, Hammy's here. I need to prep for what I wanted to do.
Because you have Only in America album listed before Broke?
No. It's Blackout. More like there's some of them that I've downloaded that weren't labeled correctly, and like songs aren't what they are, but they're another song types of shit. Yes, Western Echo, 2 years on MLR and 1 year before. Yep. And what was it? How many months? Four and a half, 6 months on Ruthless Radio way back in the day. There you go. And then one show on HFM.
Hammy, am I the only one that keeps track of the archives on this network? Yes, Hammy. Yeah.
Yes.
It's your job.
Hammy, you're you and Coletta are the only two OCD guys on this network. Of course you're one of the few who keeps track of it.
Like, I still have all of this stuff, and it's sitting in folders. Like, I imagine I could pull it up, but, that would involve... What?
Next. At least your archive hasn't been shoved up someone's ass, as far as I know, and as far as I want to know.
Yeah.
Yours
has been up Coletta's asshole, which that kind of... great audio, but doesn't...
Hey, that just means that Coletta is now permanently with the early episodes of Brains 2 as well now.
That and Coletta has literally shit on this entire network.
It's kind of like how WWE edits in like a modern commentary to old matches. We edit Coletta into there via him putting Hammy's storage thing up his ass.
Oh, good God, dude. Where is it at? I'm looking for it. Episode 1.
All right, I'm going to see if this works. Does it work? Yep. All right, so right before we decided to take off last week, I found a collection of photos entitled This Will Get Your OCD Boiling.
Yeah.
And I was looking through it, and I was wondering how Hammy would react to some of these if these things happen.
Sheer
to him.
Panic.
Like, yeah. So I wanted to bring him out and just see what he said.
All right, I think I found it. Or one of the first shows that we ever had. Do you get that cued or?
Yeah, I got it whenever.
All right. Let me run this real quick. Oops. This is when we used to play music at the beginning too, but here you go.
This whole situation is that recently.
You're in California?
This is from show one?
This is like show one or two, yeah.
What scares me is the fact that the CDC just released what you should do in case of a zombie attack.
Are you serious?
Yes.
We're so prepared for zombie attacks as a whole, just out of the many hours of Left 4 Dead that we played. So,
well,
that's literally... through a Radio Shack mic and Xbox Live and Knott's TV.
Are you sure that was a Radio Shack mic, or was it a CB system from a fucking truck?
It might as well have been.
Christ, JJ.
His ex-wife did have a bunch of truckers fucking driving through her snatch. Alright, do we have...
As she was getting Big Daddy Cool plowed.
Yeah.
That's when we were still gorilla.
You've got 20 plus photos to show.
20 plus.
And by gorilla, Judge means rigged.
Yes. Rigged.
Yes.
I mean, that first one was just a taste. I mean, that would piss me off, I think.
Yeah.
That would irritate the fuck out of me.
Because what do? You go .0 over to make it even, or you just, you
right.
know? Or do you walk in there and do a take a penny, like an asshole?
Hell yeah. Take a penny.
Hey, way to use a talk boy as a fucking radio mic. Dude, it was worse than that.
Talk boy.
JJ's going to use the audio from his show to get rid of the sticky bandits.
Like, dude, we're so far technologically advanced at this point, it's not even funny.
How about driving past that?
Now, does he stop?
What would you do?
Does he stop and get out and then, you know, kind of move it over? Or
fix the manhole cover?
Yeah, and then gets hit by a bus. Leave 360 in their telegraph broadcasting alone, Western Echo.
And here's how OCD Hammy is, since you know, he organizes his money in his wallet. Like,
it's close.
Every time he puts new change. Oh my god!
Yeah, there's that's about what it is.
Close.
360 organized as fuck. All right, just go to that pile back there. You might find episodes 1 and 2, and then go to the corner of the side. You might see 3.
Just trying to let you get the rats.
Just trying to find my shows, guys. Just trying to find my shows.
Yeah, I found it in less than 5 minutes.
I didn't post that one. Shut up.
Yeah, that was
like, Him's like,
here's another one for you.
Oh, jeez.
Do you fix it?
Dude, I think, yeah.
Or is that the one you buy?
Hey, Hammy's enough of a creep that he would try to fix it.
And I see those people in grocery stores that'll literally, like, you'll see something out of place, and they're like, no, this has to be fixed.
I've got to get my Hammy jokes in now, because I might not be able to do Brain Stew this week because of Extreme Rules.
Right. Well, I mean, you're going to Extreme Rules. Yeah, exactly. You should understand.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll understand that.
Rest in peace, Judge. Alcohol poisoning.
Still not done.
R.I.P. Judge, cut the feed, P-Rock.
those are like the top two in the death pool for alcoholics on MLR.
Right.
At this point, P-Rock is too well preserved from all the alcohol abuse.
He's pickled.
Yeah. That's what the P in P-Rock stands for, pickled.
Yeah, his liver is.
What, a rock?
Yes, apparently Half a Ball's not here. Half a Ball's in West Virginia or on his way back. I don't know. Minnie is currently drooling on her arm. No, she's awake, just not paying attention.
So what you're saying is that's Hammy?
He's still working. Yeah, that's Hammy. That's skinny Hammy right there.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's Hammy in middle school. Maybe. All right.
I got one more. I got another one. I kind of liked this one when I saw it. I thought, yeah.
How off is that? Good Lord.
But JJ can appreciate the name of that brand.
Right?
Right?
Colored.
Colored. And then every time he walks into a bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Like, does he get the sweats? Like, just sees that and he's like, and just starts sweating profusely.
He gets a pick like he's Andy Dufresne. Just starts picking him out.
Like, I could see him, like, hold on, I'll be back. He drives home, brings a sledgehammer back, and just fucking knocks that one out.
Thinking maybe Hammy did this one.
That's a good one. I like that one. It's just enough off. Just enough off to piss somebody off.
Just enough to piss someone with OCD off.
And I've seen enough hospitals this week. You could totally fuck with those signs.
Well, if we're talking pharmaceutical.
Oh, it's even in Packers colors.
Right? Just don't for you, Hammy. Ever think about getting into construction?
I like construction. I hate digging ditches, though.
Learn your numbers.
Yeah. That's in Afghanistan land. Or Pak-a-lack-a-land.
Pak-a-lack-a-land.
Yeah.
Turkey Jihad.
Yeah. Or wherever they fucking flew that plane to.
Turkey Jihad?
Like, I fucking... Every time I go to take the old lady to work, there's a sign. There's a guy that has, you know, the big marquee signs. And he got me giggling because he had a... he had, like, all right. Of course, the minute we don't do a show... The news starts going off about racist stuff because they had the Clive and Bundy thing. Oh, we'd have loved that. I love Clive and Bundy.
Donald Sterling.
Yeah, the Donald Sterling thing. So he had it. What's up?
And hey, I thought of something too. That's a good opening for a parody of Donald Sterling. Have one of you guys talking to someone about taking a picture with T-Roy.
Right. And
like, oh, you know, you can do whatever with him. Just don't. You know, don't put it out in the world that you're with someone like that.
Well, all you really need to do is a nice master shake voice, and you have him down.
Yeah.
Like, that's Donald Sterling. It's master shake.
Master shake. I don't know. He's a voice.
You're spot on. Are you Donald Sterling or master shake? I'm not sure. If I'm going, got a 50-50 shot here. But the dude has the signs, and he had one up about Clive and Bundy. And there's something about the government. I can't remember exactly what it was. The next one was Clive and Bundy is yesterday's news. All praise Donald Sterling. And that was before it blew up. And he takes it down the next day and puts up, who hit the plane? They're good. Like, that one literally made me almost wreck. And then the one today was my brain's in a fog, so I just did this. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I love you, dude. So, I don't know. I'm going to start taking pictures of him. And then that's when I'll wreck, because I'm trying to take a picture as I'm driving.
What do you think it would take to get Hammy's wife to agree to do something like this?
Just, like, here's the thing. All right. I got a little bit of information that I may... There's... The possibility of me being at the live event just went up.
Yeah?
Yeah. And there may or may not be my parentals there, too.
No shit. Are they bringing you?
Well...
Or are you coming with us?
I'll probably be coming with y'all. All but right. the catch is, someone said Atlantic City.
I did.
And my mom was like, yes.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right.
It's... You know, planning
We're gonna have
aside,
a party.
Planning aside, Boss Hogg and my mom may or may not be there, and then Atlantic City trip. So,
nah, your mom, I could just we can leave her on the slots, right? That's what she does.
I don't know really what I don't think she's ever really gambled, so
no,
I don't think
she just wants to
go.
She just wants to.
So, the possibilities of me being there is going to be they went up a lot. And then, you know, talking the old lady into it. I don't know if I can get old lady up there.
You just made my appearance that much less appetizing.
Well, you want me to not go so that you could be the
okay.
draw? Is
okay.
that what you want?
Yeah, wow, relax, Dutch, too.
Yeah.
He is, well, I can't even say you're mini Dutch. You're tall Dutch. That's what you are.
Well, actually, no, he's not Dutch. Judge will be there.
But, So it's a good possibility that I'm gonna be there now, so you guys can make fun of me. I will not wear a shirt, just so you know.
I hope the venue is not opposed to flopping titties.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, JJ, because no one would recognize you with a shirt on.
No, they wouldn't. True. You wouldn't know me.
You've only seen it, what, two or three times?
Well, with a shirt.
The show sucks. Yeah.
With a shirt, he's Bray Wyatt.
Not anymore. Oh, God, I was so pissed. He's like, all right, I was trying to get a haircut like for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, all right, Ole, shoes off yesterday. I'm like, cool, we're going to do this haircut. And she's like, it's going. I'm like, oh, fuck, don't, no. I don't want you to cut it. And all of a sudden, she's like, and just takes down a side. I'm like, oh.
Watch, now in 2 weeks, Bray Wyatt loses a hair versus hair match.
2 weeks, yeah.
I feel like I saw this in a movie. Like, what was it, Rockstar? The one Mark Wahlberg with Marky Mark?
I think so.
Where he pierces his nipples because the guy he idolizes pierced his nipples. He's like, you think I got both my nipples pierced because fuck John Wayne? No, I'm gay.
But, so yeah, rest in peace, the Bray Wyatt beard. It's gone. I'm now back to my conquistador setup. So I'm ready to take off and go be a pirate with the great Red Sox.
Yeah.
Kitty, I want to touch JJ's tits. Judge, I want to touch yours. Just realize, you touch mine, I get to touch yours. That could be very awkward or very awesome. I'm not sure.
Is bitch going to be there?
I don't know.
Cause
if bitch is there, yeah.
I mean,
all I got to say,
I'll touch all the titties.
You touch my tits, I'm going to touch yours. Just know this. So, I mean, you're more than welcome to grab my tits. Just realize I'm grabbing back. And if old lady's not there, I might suck.
Probably
him.
Smacking him.
Yeah. Old lady's not there, I might motorboat. pictures, please.
I will definitely.
I'd like to come home to a nice house. It's never going to happen because I live in a trailer, but that's okay. I'm used to it.
I want to get back on track with this because I found this one.
Jesus Christ. Is that a Chi-Chi's?
I have no idea where that's at.
Kornak.
Yeah. Go away, Kornak.
Dude, I could honestly probably pull that off. I don't have any wife beaters, but like right now, if I shaved a little bit and cut it back, you know, I could pull that off. Because I could definitely do that fro look.
Now, here's a question. Would Hammy throw this away or would he eat it?
What's off about it? I don't see it. Oh, well, it's off to the side. I see it now. Took me a second.
Would he eat it?
Maybe.
Or would he throw it out?
I've got to center it, I've got to wash my hands.
I just got it. There's a lot of things coming up that I just kind of want to do to Hammy's house.
Oh, God. Now, oh, come on. That's just shoddy workmanship.
Right.
See, this is the way I want the live event to go. I want us to do the nice little 12 to 5 or whatever we're doing at that place. And then I want the More Like Radio stream from Hammy's backyard. I think that this has potential to go down in history.
MLR Live 2 does need to end as a big live stream at Hammy's place.
Yeah. Party.
Especially since it'll be in the afternoon, Hammy. We can do the after party at your house.
Oh, fuck yeah. I won't piss or shit in their neighbor's yard.
Don't worry, Kitty. There's going to be an after party. In some form or another, there will be an after party.
But, Monkey, I spit in the face of the people who don't have the X-Bone. I like my X-Bone a little bit better today now.
Yeah?
Yes, I do. The old WWE Network came. Wow.
Yeah, I always had. I like the ones with the DVDs. The DVD sets.
Oh, dude, my DVD rack would drive him fucking crazy.
Like you ever seen the Monk seasons?
Yeah. I think I have one or two of those.
Just the last season, they decide to reverse it.
they probably did it on purpose too.
Just, I mean, realize this, Hammy. You have something in common with T-Roy. You're both OCDs.
Did this ever happen at one of your stage jobs, JJ?
Actually, it did. Because you know what? All right, at every single show that you'll ever do, there's always the tard. Always the tard. And they will label some shit like that. Like, all right, Hammy was doing all the... I kept watch of Hammy's feed because he was doing all those shows last week. And I noticed when he was labeling things, how anal he was about labeling, you know, Vox and, you know, left kick, right kick, and all that shit. Like, I'm the type of person that I will come in, put a new strip down, and write it down. Oh, you saw that look?
I did.
That look. She's like, oh. Yeah. How are you? Shut up. I'm supposed to shut up. But,
you suppose this is what she feels like right now?
What? The one blue dot.
The yeah. one blue dot.
It's the bluer. Love how this show just got quiet.
See, now I'm not sure why this is in here, because I've done this once or twice. Tell
Oxtail,
me
you, judge is a bitch.
Tell me if you've done this.
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. It kind of sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, it kind of sucks when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the next pieces you get, they're all good until
they're
until
perfectly ready.
Yep.
I don't really like the Hubba Bubba tapes like that. They never came out right.
Yo, they were the shit, though, when I was good. That and Big League Chew.
Get some condiments for Hammy.
Condiments? What's wrong with that? I missed it. Red Sox show's over, guys. Pack it up.
Time to pack it up.
What's wrong? Oh, the label. I see it. See, it takes me a second to find these things.
Yeah. Well, let's see how long it takes you to find this one.
Wow, that's going to be a minute. 11:11.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the time?
Yeah. It's 11:11 on the microwave, 11:09 on the stove.
Yeah, that's a little off.
There's no way that... And then the coffee maker is 11:12.
Is there any way someone can, like, remote put that as Hammy's background on his computer? Just take one or two of those and just...
Now, I'm kind of curious if this is something Hammy would do. you suppose he'd hang it like
to
that?
To hang the Leaning Tower of Pizza so it's fucking straight. Yeah, I could see him doing that.
Straighten it up.
Then again, someone like Hammy probably made that to begin with, so.
Now, that's a no-win OCD situation, because either the picture's crooked or the tower's crooked.
Right. And here's hoping Hammy never wanted to buy a Rubik's Cube.
What's wrong with it?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it?
Someone twisted it before they put it in there.
It's not solved. You're supposed to buy it solved.
Oh. Well, just some jackass went...
The rest are kind of... That was the last one that was not so much like the others.
No?
I thought that...
It is Chinese. I mean, I could tell by the packaging.
Well, yeah.
See, all right. Now, that's what the old lady does. Like, all right.
That, I couldn't eat that green one first.
Old lady has to eat them. She has to eat them by colors. So, like, if there's five different colors, she'll have five. Yeah. She'll have another five, and they all have to be the same. You know, the different colors. And I never understand this.
Well, see, like, growing up as a kid, like my mom was really big into the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah,
she loved the peanut M&Ms.
I love the mega ones.
Always would have them. As a kid, I was not allowed to eat the green ones.
There's no difference.
Well, you know the whole, forgive my expression, the old wives' tale, that the green ones, that something in the green dye is supposed to make you horny or something like that.
What?
I don't know. That's something, some old
What
myth.
Old wife have you been fucking that told you this shit?
That's a lie. No, there's an old myth that the green dye had something that caused horniness if you ate a lot of them or whatever. Either way, my mom was the only one that was allowed to eat the green M&Ms.
Oh, shit.
Because they thought that you were going to get horny and start masturbating in a corner? Like,
I don't know. I'm sure it was just one of those jokes that just kind of stuck and said, all right, that's just the way it is.
Why do people say growing up as a kid as opposed to growing up as what? Well, yours would be a mini giraffe.
It's a turn of phrase, fucker.
A giraffe pup, but What I used to do, like when I would have candy and shit.
What? How do you turn a phrase?
I don't know, but still. When I would have like Skittles or M&M's, for example, I would actually, and every time, save two of each color for last, and then just kind of progressively finish off each color in order.
Maul, by green ones, he means his father's friend's dick.
Oh, yeah, the uncle's.
Come sit in my fucking...
So, all right, but... But yeah, mom was the only one that I couldn't eat the green M&Ms.
Now, is that because she believed it and like they just have this big bucket of green M&Ms next,
I don't know.
And they eat it like fucking candy?
That was the thing. Like whenever there was a bag around, if me or my dad were to eat out of the bag, like you'd be, you know, snacking on some M&Ms, and then you go in there and you open the bag and you realize it's just all green ones.
Yeah.
Like saving them for mom. All right. But on further on that, my mom was around when M&M's, do you remember, you're not going to remember, it was way before, but at one point they discontinued the red ones. They took the red ones out.
Why?
For however long, I don't remember how long, but.
Because the dye made you murder? Like,
no,
what?
They found.
What old wife tale was this?
No, they found something in the red dye that was cancerous. Like it was like a carcinogen. In the red dye. So they discontinued the red M&Ms for however long. I think that's where the brown ones came in.
So yeah.
Replaced them with brown ones.
I don't like the brown ones.
What's the difference? They all taste the same.
Because when I eat it, I think I'm eating poo. Like little poo pellets.
Kitty says she loved the green ones. Case in point.
Case in point. But yes, the red dye were said to have some cancer-causing.
Everything causes cancer.
Right. And a little
forget
bit of
everything.
As Carlin said, a little bit of cancer's healthy.
I would think so, man. It's like,
hey,
what?
And you know the messed up thing, too, is the fact that they're worried that one particular dye could cause cancer. But they're not worried about the fact that you're eating things that have been dyed with chemicals.
Fair.
Like, the priorities in that. It's like, no, don't eat this chemical. Eat the other chemicals, because this chemical is the only one that causes cancer. You're still eating chemicals. But...
Aww.
Is there two in there? That was the only one? Shut up.
Aww.
Fuck drumstick.
Oh,
we were at the grocery store earlier, and I was like, ooh, strawberry drumsticks. And there's only one in that fucking box. Give me a lick.
Give me a lick. So, to continue. For a while, they took the red ones out. And then when they brought them back, my mom would not eat the red ones.
Well, because they cause cancer.
Well, they don't anymore.
Like, dude, farting too hard causes cancer.
The old dye did. The old dye apparently did. They brought them back. My mom didn't trust them. She wouldn't eat the red ones. And then, you might remember this. Do you remember when they did a vote on a new color?
Yeah.
It was either like blue or purple, or it was blue, purple, and something else.
Yeah.
They were going to do. And the blue won out.
And the mystery flavors and what it was.
That was Skittles. No, the blue one won, so they added the blue in. My mom to this day will not eat the red or the blue.
What does it matter? They're dyed.
So now
it's the same fucking thing.
So now if I go in the cabinet, there's a bag of peanut M&Ms and it's all blue and red, and I'm like, sweet, these are mine.
Oxtail sounds like Judge's mom is batshit crazy.
I mean, it's not.
I've always heard the better they look, the crazier they are. You're just right.
No. I have a reason.
You have a reason.
I have a reason why you couldn't eat the green. Because your mom was so worried about the fucking red and blue that the green was the only color that was safe to her.
No, but that was a rule before the blue came in.
Yeah, how distracting it is to watch you shove a whole drumstick in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now you see why I bugged a piss at her to blow me.
That won't nothing.
I know it won't nothing. I've seen you take down a fucking 6-inch sub with one bite.
Not one bite.
It was one bite.
It was two.
Period. Yeah. No wonder Judge doesn't listen to the Red.
Except now.
To the Red?
Except now.
You should. They're Wednesdays at 9.
I know. Now with my second job, my one day off a week is going to be on Wednesday.
Right.
So I'll get to listen.
So you catch the Hippo Jew and Red?
I'll catch the Red.
Yeah.
Does the Iron Sheik call the Hippo Jew the Hippo Intelligent Jew?
Oh.
Maybe you Red Sox is on board with my mom.
Yeah, I wanted the top one. Minnie wakes up and is like, I didn't even know you was here.
I went in to buy beer, and they had...
Ooh, don't ever go with that kind.
I like Shock Top.
Go with the green.
No, I like these. He likes these.
I've never had those.
Yeah, these are the orange kind of stuff.
That doesn't mean I like it.
One of them's an apple, one of them's regular. Yeah.
I've never had one, so I wouldn't know.
No, these are the orange. You tried it. I don't drink. I know, but you tried it once.
He's worried if he says he likes it that he's going to get in trouble. All
right.
No, I don't drink. What am I going to get in trouble with? I'm fucking 30 years old. What is someone going to say?
You should be drinking. As he hits the bowl. Yeah. I'm going to get in trouble because I drink a beer.
What? I'm going to get in trouble for the legal one, but the illegal one, never. Mm-mm. I mean, at any given time, you might get a paraphernalia charge on me, and that's about it.
Oh, you have videos sometimes.
Well, what? What are they going to do? It's not saved, so they're going to have to screen capture it themselves and then fucking try and use that. Yeah.
Don't put it over here at me. everyone
can enjoy you watching that. Mossos M&M's.
You did that just so everybody see that.
Yeah. Everyone's distracted.
What?
I'm distracted too.
How are you distracted? I haven't got in the cone yet.
You're very distracting. Just that sound.
You took the whole fucking thing out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Judge is over there staring. He's staring at, like, all right, you know that dog that watches you eat some fucking good food? Right. And it's just like, give me some.
It's good.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, no biting. Oh. No biting.
Kitty, can she suck louder?
Don't bite.
Yeah, I could, but your penis isn't out, and I don't think he wants to see that.
No. I'm pretty sure there's someone in the chat.
I don't want to see it or hear it.
But, yeah.
I'm not a loud sucker.
I beg to differ on that one.
No, 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 no. It only gets loud when you get off.
Why? Because that's when it gets messy?
No, that's when I'm wheezing and about to fall over. Of course, now with a broken rib that I have, it's really, really even harder.
Nope. She's trying to eat my cone.
Because, they're cracking backs, and they've been cracking backs on the floor where you lay on the floor and someone gets on your back.
Yeah, he didn't have his arms positioned right.
So I'm like, cool, crack my back, and I had my arms weird, and all you heard was...
And he was get off.
It really is about where you have your arms.
And then ever since then, I've been yawn hurting, like, where it just...
I got to it.
It just fucking hurts.
I got to the chocolate.
You got to it?
I got to the
you
chocolate.
You got to the ear spot, huh? And screen capture. You see how quick this takes?
What?
You're screen captured now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of look like, what's her name from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Violet.
Violet. I'm not Violet. It's not Violet.
Violet Beauregard.
I don't know. It's aqua. No, wait. Teal. What's that damn color?
Black.
It's a blue.
I don't know.
It is a blue.
It's a blue.
It is a blue.
You're Smurf. That's what you are. Good Lord. She just took that down. The show's gonna end.
Clears his throat.
The show's going to end. I'm going to kick everyone out and mouth fuck you if you don't stop.
Oh, Jesus. What
Good
is that?
Lord, what is that?
Spider-Man and the Flash. Or derivatives of.
Hey, honey, they were right. There's a whole lot of chocolate in the bottom.
Yeah. I used to, I'd take the top, I'd eat the top. I'd take a couple bites around the top of the cone, and then I'd bite off the chocolate bottom, and then eat it that way.
No, I have a routine. I have to eat all the top, and then suck out the inside, and
no,
then eat it.
No, I don't suck out the inside, no. Kitty says, how long is old lady's tongue? Asking for a friend.
She's eating. One moment.
Yes. One moment. Un minuto.
Enough to tongue my fart box. Un just know that.
She's at a quarter pounder.
Cool.
Good for okay. him.
Give me something to wash this stuff down real quick.
Beer?
No, that won't taste right. That'll be, ooh.
Penis?
No, that's a coating.
A coating. The candy shell.
Yeah, she could touch the bottom of her chin with her tongue. It's about the best way I can explain that.
Can't tell if Kitty's saying yes to that gif.
Or yes to the tongue.
Hot dogs in the face.
Hey, can I help you out here?
Her butt crack's about.
Yeah, your butt crack is saying hi.
She don't care. Ooh, my food's done.
Your food's done?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're going bye-bye?
Oh, that guy. Oh, God, I hate that. I fucking hate that.
What?
This. The thing in the chat.
I can't see
it. Oh, I fucking hate that. Oh, thank God.
Someone got rid of it before I got it. It didn't even load on my shit.
I couldn't even, like, I couldn't even motion to delete that. I hate it.
Do you need a minute?
It's scary.
You need a minute?
It's scary. You didn't even get to see what I'm talking about.
I don't want to see what you're talking about.
It's scary.
You want to take a break?
Put it back. Put it back. I'm closing my eyes. Put it back.
I don't want to see it.
I didn't think you do.
I don't want to see it. Yeah. Let's do a quick break. And then I'll All come right. back. We'll do... my experience in a waiting room.
In a waiting room.
In a waiting room.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a
good one.
Let's hurry up with this break and get that.
For live people, you're getting Suicide Silence and Devil You Know. Podcast people.
You get nothing.
WWE Superstar Hornswell, keep listening to More Like Radio.
Hey, smokers. You stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy, they're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the Best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show, following Tattoos and the Touchdowns, noon to 2 on Sundays on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can't sell it.
I got pain. It's all I hear. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
What?
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Dead babies. Now we're gonna come right. We're gonna come back around to that conversation here in a minute. We had a conversation off air, but I need to get through some things in the morning.
Through some things.
I'm sorry. Blame it on the week off. Hold on. That and this. But I had a hell of a week. I don't know about y'all. So what was it? Tuesday or Wednesday? Can't remember. I think Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I knew that, you know, this hip surgery was going to happen. My dad, he's been through open heart surgery, so I wasn't as worried about this, you know. Yes, I would kill that kid. This kid standing in front of a broken TV, I would murder that
child. Oh, God, die.
But, so Tuesday, I was supposed to be there at 1. I get told that his blood pressure is high, and they may or may not do it. So I kind of chilled and waited around until about 3:30, and all of a sudden, about 4 o'clock, they decided, all right, we're going to do it. And if you don't know how a hip surgery works, what they do is they cut the ball joint off, jam a spike down the actual bone, connect in the new hip, and then put it in the new hip joint that they put in there. So it's a serious surgery. And, you know,
spike bone's connected to the hip bone.
Yeah. So he goes through the surgery, and, you know, I'm sitting in the waiting room. And it's a waiting room, all right? You're supposed to be kind of semi-quiet, right? You're not supposed to be like, blah, 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 blah. You're not supposed to be doing that.
Blah, 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 blah.
And so there's one loudmouth lady. And the best way I can explain this lady to you is, all right, she had a haircut from 1982. She was wearing a shirt from 1993. Her pants came from the 70s, and they didn't fit. And her butt crack was probably 80 years old.
Ooh.
And I saw enough of it.
An 80-year-old butt crack.
Yeah. Loud as fuck, bitching about what everything's going on because her surgery. I don't remember what she said her son was having, but it was something to do with his neck. So it was a back surgery. So I mean, dude,
a backiotomy.
A back surgery, they take a while.
A backiotomy.
Yeah, and nor do I want the doctor to stop what he's doing to come out here and tell me or give me an update. Like, send a nurse from that. But so she's in there bitching at all the people. And then she goes, and we decide, you know, me and my mom are sitting there, and we decide that we're just going to go to the cafeteria and fuck off. And that's mine. I peed on it. So this fucking old bitch is sitting here babbling, and we go to get away from her to go to the cafeteria. Well, all of a sudden, the bitch shows up in the goddamn cafeteria, too. So she sits there, and she makes a $15 to $30, her and her mom. They made a $30 two salads. Their salads were fucking ridiculous. Let me see if I can get this picture. I need to go back a little bit.
Okay.
But, let me get this picture up of the salad cunt.
What the fuck?
Give me a second, folks.
Is that a...
That was joint camp. And what? Let's see here. I'm almost there. There it is.
Got it. Yep. Found it.
Found it. So here's Salad Cunt. This is exactly how I named her.
Salad Cunt.
Salad Cunt.
Sounds and delicious.
Broken Link. Broken Link. Sounds why would anything
delicious.
Work?
What kind of dressing does Salad
Just
Cunt
do
come
what I
with?
Do, JJ. Tweet the photo and then on the computer kind of right-click and get
well,
the URL.
You know, it's already it. Tweeted. I just had to go back to find it. And then copy image URL.
But you gotta open the pic first.
And then fucking
then
go in
copy
here.
The image URL.
And then fucking, god damn it, my fat fingers won't get the right one. And then, boom, Salad Cunt.
Fatty fingers.
Boom, Salad Cunt.
Salad Cunt.
Salad Cunt.
Why is Salad Cunt? Because she's just eating a salad?
She's eating a salad and she bitched about that fucking salad for 30 minutes.
What is there to bitch about a salad?
Because it cost her $30.
What's there to bitch about a salad for 1 minute, let alone 30?
Dude, no. It's a $30 salad
fuck her.
At a
she
hospital.
She paid $30 for salad. I had to pay $75 for a fucking glass of orange juice.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, a $30 salad.
I would happily accept a $30 salad.
So
thank you, Obamacare.
Yeah, I'm already annoyed at this cunt, right? I'm just fucking sitting there like, would you shut the fuck up? Stop bitching about your goddamn salad. You know, not that I'm sitting here worried or anything, but, you know, it's a little considerate when you're sitting in a hospital waiting room to fucking keep your mouth shut. You know, don't run your fucking mouth.
This is what you're doing.
And this is what you should do.
This is what I want you to do.
Yeah. Like, stay quiet. Don't fucking run your mouth. She's not even the worst one out of this.
No?
Like, I was in the worst fucking waiting room ever.
Salad Cunt is
Salad
not
cunt.
The worst one.
She's not the worst one. So, I'm
what'd
sitting
you
there.
Name this one?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So, Salad Cunt's eating her fucking salad. All of a sudden, Liberty Douche walks in.
Liberty Douche.
Liberty Douche. He's a Liberty employee.
What'd he have stuck up his butt?
Well, I don't know. Whoever, his dad.
It a race car?
His tongue was bleeding, and they couldn't figure out why his tongue was bleeding, so they were doing tongue surgery. She's in there for back surgery. We're there for hips.
Tongue surgery.
He's there for tongue surgery because his dad's tongue kept bleeding. Which, I'm gonna go ahead and assume that his dad had tarred tongue, because this guy would not shut the fuck up.
Well, your tongue's bleeding. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah. You can't
and these two,
talking.
Salad Cunt and fucking Liberty Douche, got to going back and forth. And their topics included, soft drinks are as addictive as tobacco.
Okay.
All right. Now, okay. I'm I could argue the point either way there.
Caffeine or nicotine.
Yeah, I could argue that point. So I'm okay with this conversation. Then douchebag starts going into pot. All right. Liberty doesn't drug test. And I could have told you this anyways because, you know, I've tried to apply there. They just don't like me because I look satanic. And won't hire me because I look satanic.
Right.
Because I have long hair. That evidently means satanic. And so these two start get to going back and forth. And then all of a sudden he brings up pot. And he's like, huh, I was digging a ditch with a guy that just come back from break. He had three joints about hit me with the backhoe. I don't know why these potheads can't do anything. They should just fire them all and kill them. And I'm looking at him like, dude.
Fire them all and kill them.
Like, and that's how he talked. I mean, he was very fucking loud. That's all I heard. Because
fired them all.
I'm sitting over here ready to fucking throw it. Now, this picture, I would like everyone to focus on that sign next to the drink. What do you think that sign says?
No drinks allowed. No outside drinks.
Close.
No outside food or beverage.
No.
No.
What does the sign next to the drink say?
Use a coaster.
No. What is he doing?
No cell phones.
Oh, shit.
Quiet, please.
Okay.
And again, loud as fuck. Right next to a quiet please song, or, you know, sign on his fucking cell phone, talking to Salad Cunt. And I want to smash both of their faces together and piss on their fucking graves. Because I was so annoyed with not only their conversations, but their hospital room etiquette is left some to be desired. So they finally get out and their surgeries are done and they finally leave. And I'm like, oh my God, thank God. There's a fucking empty goddamn emergency room. And they come out and they say, hey, your dad's surgery went great. I'm like, hell yeah. You know, what's going on? I go up there and we're sitting in the room waiting on him to come in there. Well, they wheel him in. And realize he's, I wish I'd have videoed this. Because he's drugged up.
Yeah.
And the lady that wheeled him in, to explain her to you, she had a nice body, I would say. And I thought it was a nice body from my view. And she kind of had like a boy cut.
Boy cut?
It was almost like a boy cut. Like her haircut was kind of like weird. Here, I'm getting the image now so you can see it. But, so they bring him in, and this chick, again, I love hospital gowns. I learned this weekend. Hospital gowns, anytime they bend over to look at you, you just get that straight fucking shot at the boobs. You know what I'm saying? And, I can't remember what exactly he said, but he points this fact out. And she goes, oh, and then bends over. And, you know, he's loopy as fuck. My mom's sitting there laughing at him. Because, again, he's on drugs. She just unclothed you. Showed me your butt crack. No, that's your butt crack. So, he's talking shit to the nurse. And
got a boner?
No.
Okay.
You see the little brown thing next to him right there?
Yes.
That's the best ingenious contraption I've ever seen for a hospital. Because what that thing does, have you seen the hovercrafts?
Sure.
All right, you know, the little thing to get on the air and then you can ride?
Yeah.
They put that under the patient. Shoot. Did that come through?
I think it may have.
The butt trumpet came through.
I held it all the way from the bedroom.
Yeah, did you squeeze them all the way down the line? But that little thing, it works like a hovercraft. And that little girl right there moved a well over 300-pound man from one bed to another.
Nice.
With that thing. Nice. Because he'd fucking hook it up and fucking, you know, pulls it right across, man. I was thoroughly impressed with that. That was the most fun thing I've seen. So, that was the end of Tuesday. I went home, came home, bullshitted, you know. Wednesday comes along. I have to go to joint camp.
You know what I did Wednesday?
What'd you do?
I realized I needed another wax.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little prickly, starts growing back now.
It's coming
in. Catching on the shirt.
I need more wax. I need waxed again.
Yeah? But Wednesday,
we'll set that up.
Wednesday comes along and I go to joint camp. I'm thinking joint camp. Fuck yeah, man. Joint camp. Joint camp is 5 to 6 people lined up in their chairs. Because if you've ever been in a hospital chair, they wheel out, you know. So they're all sitting there and they all have to get in and out of bed, go up steps, get in and out of this fake car. And you could tell which ones have done rehab and which ones haven't. Because my dad, you know, he went through heart surgery, man. He already knows most of the shit that you can and can't do right after surgery. You know, don't push yourself. Don't use what you just got fixed type shit.
Yeah.
And there's another dude that got the same hip done. And just you could tell the difference between my dad, who's been to rehabs and knows what he's doing, versus this guy, who I could tell is going to slip his hip out in the first day that he's home. And, yeah.
Oh, I can do it.
I can do the...
I can run that 40.
Yeah. And he's such a... God, that'd be fun. So, I'm doing all this shit. And we go through joint camp, get back. And then now we're here to this day. They weren't supposed to let him out. I mean, I guess he was supposed to stay in another day or whatever.
Oh, I finally just realized what Maul did to that picture.
What'd she do to that picture?
She reposted the picture you put
with a boner.
With a big-ass boner.
With a boner. I'm going to have to save this to show this to my dad now. I'll be like, hey, they put a boner on your picture.
It took me a second, but I got it.
Yeah, that door looks a little funny.
You're right.
Let me tell you something. You're giving lot of credit that
he why'd they paint the door? Like it was shit brown, and now all of a sudden they just decided to go white?
I'm going to save that as my dad's boner.
It's like the little strip. It's like, does this color look all right? No, we'll leave it. We'll paint back over it later.
But, so, again, my dad, you know, I'm a funny dude. My dad's even funnier. And he, we almost
dad
did.
Is funny as shit.
We almost did the show from there tonight, but I didn't want to lug the shit across town. And I want him to be properly liquefied when he does the show because alcohol will help.
Like me?
Dude, he don't.
No, is he like me?
Don't
alcohol
man up.
Will help.
Don't man
no,
up.
No, I'm
on
not
him.
Gonna. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Because he'll fucking.
I'm not gonna try that.
There's
I'm
no...
just asking if there's a comparison where alcohol helps.
I don't know.
Like.
Because, like, okay, alcohol
like,
could help.
I know
help.
You have said.
Like, it could
and
help.
I'm sure other people have said that I am much better late in a show after I've been drinking. She has
yeah,
not said
gonna
that. She's
going to argue this point.
She has not said that.
She's
I know
gonna
she
say you're
has
worse,
not said that.
But we're working on that. We're going to get it right. At least the good thing is when we go do this, we could be loud as shit. There's no kid, no, you know. We right. have to smoke outside, but
well,
you could scream and do whatever you want. Well, yeah. So, again, he's fucking with nurses and again, the whole time, you know. Dealing with that. And well, then a train wreck happens.
Yes, you do. You gotta fuck with the nurses.
Like, we make national news yesterday.
Yeah?
Because that train derailed.
Yep.
Yay.
Yep.
Deal with all that horse shit.
Are we going into that?
No.
No? Okay.
But, it'll happen soon. The whole on the site with my dad. And this is gonna be very bad for me. I'm just telling you now, I'm not looking forward to this. I will do this for the bit.
You're not looking forward to do what? Doing
the
show
terrible the... stories that are going to come out of this.
With him on?
Because he has so much ammo on me, it's just not even
I know,
funny.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, you guys are going to think it's wonderful.
It's going to be hilarious.
Best show ever.
But it's he has more ammo than I'd like him to have, because again, I'm a dumbass. I've done dumb shit all my life, and... Yeah.
You understand those bullets are reusable.
Well aware. I've been on MLR for 2 years, I'm pretty sure. Like, I still hear to this day that I'm still going to the mix, so... Like, I'm well aware that these bullets are going to be polished up and used by everybody. So, I'm not looking forward to this. I will do it.
I'll show, guys. Just
I will do it, because I'm not a pussy. And I'll let this happen, but...
You're not a pussy who lives in a Long Island trailer with a shitty Nautilus.
Hey, that's a double wide with a basement, sir.
Yeah, but he's
oh, boy,
you don't have a sprinkler system.
I did hear an update on them. Apparently they're fighting again.
Oh, are they fighting?
I've stopped paying attention and stopped
when
caring.
Did they stop fighting?
But Doc told me the other day that they had another on-air blowout. So I don't know when that happened, nor do I give a fuck. But if you want to, go fucking look through their shitty-ass archive. Because, you know, the show that you want the archive to be organized in there, it's not going to happen. But, you know, the shows, and I'm not, don't take this the wrong way, Hammy. I'm not saying this to you, but I'm saying shitheads like Live from the Morgue are organized, and no one gives a fuck.
Whereas Brains Do, the Easter episode, by the way, I want to point out.
Is archived?
Most downloaded episode of that week.
Nice. I'm going to tell you right now, it wasn't last week, because the shoot is going to get that one very easily.
Well, they only interviewed Ken Shamrock, and he only started with ripping Dana White.
Yeah, and he only fucking talked shit on, called Brock Lesnar a pussy. That was the line that I was like,
yep.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Which I'm only imagining how much of a pussy he really is.
You know, I think we should collaborate. We need to get Bork Laser, like, going. Everybody needs to call him just... Everybody
Bork
needs
Laser.
To call him Bork Laser.
I would love for that to happen.
Like, if this could have been...
We'd have, I'll tell you who could get this
out
done.
Beforehand.
JBL could get this done.
Yeah?
Because JBL is the only commentator that's worth a fuck right now, in my opinion.
Come on, Mac and Cole.
But, So if you haven't heard that episode, go to morelikeradio.org And I find the shoot from last week. It's got a very, very...
Switch back to Stella.
Going back to Stella. Shock top Stella. Shock top Stella.
Well, I got one shock top left. I got one Stella left. I'm going to go with the Stella right now.
Yeah? But, so go check out that. And here we are. We took a week off.
We are here.
I will say this. I do not know if Sunday is happening yet. I know that Markout's probably going to do an after pay-per-view show. And I don't know. Because
don't be a Brock Lesnar. Do the Sunday show.
Yeah, but I'm kind of...
Don't be a what?
A Bork Laser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, now we know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, guys, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mike.
My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the street.
Mike Lyant, Bork Laser.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Leave the judge jokes to me.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Did Maul just do that out of nowhere?
That's good.
But
that's memories, Dad.
And, I got enough fucking repressed memories that I don't want to think about.
So does 80% of the station.
Yeah.
Why do you think we do this?
I honestly questioned that the whole week that we were off. I was like, you know, I miss doing it, but why do we do this twice a week?
Why do I do this, like, 8 times a week?
Yeah. Well, we all know why you do, because you don't, you know, have an old lady or a woman to poke. So.
Because I'm bored as shit when I only do it once a week.
Yeah. See, the discussion was happening.
It used to be. When we first started, we were doing what? Like, we do 3 in a week.
Yeah,
and
then take
and
a
then
month off.
Do, like, 3 more in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was always a couple weeks off or a week off. Whenever the fuck we felt like it.
Yeah. It was like, hey, you want to do one tonight? Sure. All
right. Well, we're playing games, right?
Yeah. Might as well. We're on anyways.
We're playing Tiger Woods tonight.
Oh, God.
Who got a double eagle?
God. That was so fucking long ago.
I know.
Western Echo, because Cesaro Mark Punchy has no shame. That's what your name stands for now. You realize that, right?
What was that, JJ?
Cesaro Mark Punchy.
Things are getting added to the name?
No, that's what it means. That's what it's always meant.
Oh, man. Speaking of, I was actually talking to Dark Fox.
I love how he deflected out of that.
I do. I'm good at that.
By the way.
He does. No, yeah, actually, he did by the way out of that.
See? I'm good at this.
Yeah. But, by the way. That's a new one.
Yep. I was actually talking to Dark Fox after one episode of Markout Radio.
Yeah.
And he's telling me about, like, emails he'll get from different fans, like how there's certain fans who are just regulars who listen to the show. And he's like, yeah. You know, surprisingly, there are some people who will be like, tell the Cesaro Mark to shut up. So, Dark Fox will respond with, really? Signed, the Ryback Mark.
See, I get those, but it's usually tell the hockey-hating faggot to shut up. So, I mean...
Seriously, I watched hockey all day at work today. All day.
Yeah?
All day I watched
hockey. Are
you
up to date?
I watched hockey.
I was a sad boy last night.
I have watched hockey more this week than I have in like the past 5 to 10 years.
Combined?
Yes.
And is your mind starting to change it?
Jesus
Christ.
That
was back there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a G minor butt trumpet from the back room. No. All right. Last night, right? I'm tagging it and get done, right? Usually... When I'm done, I have to catch my breath and lay at the bottom of the bed, you know, because you got to get off, because if not, you're just going to crush them. I don't know. This is a fat guy talking here, so remember that. But,
I don't got to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't either, but I like to lay back and enjoy, and, you know, so I'm laying back and enjoying, an old lady straight down the bed, right? And I'm down across horizontally at the bottom of the bed, lined up perfectly for this thing that when it came out, it was. Now, here's the question I praise to you.
You praise?
Yeah. Phrase. Pose. Sorry. Pose. Pose. Phrase. Whatever. What did it smell like?
Bacon.
No.
Skittles.
Eggs and sex.
Uh-huh. Eggs and sex.
And it was just so bad. And I couldn't go anywhere because I'm out of breath. I'm trying to catch my breath. Now I can't breathe anymore.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around the idea that eggs and sex smell bad.
It does.
I like those.
The after sex smell and the smell of fart.
Yeah.
Egg fart.
Egg fart.
I know y'all can't hear that, but she says the after sex smell and egg fart. And I mean, it was bad, dude. Like, it filled the whole fucking room. There was there's no way to get away from it.
She said, I farted twice.
And again, like when we started, Minnie and Nod wasn't here yet. They were still out seeing the choo-choo.
Right.
And
stinking up the truck and with eggs and sex.
Exactly. And like I go to walk out the door to get away from it and go to the bathroom. And I look down the hallway. I'm like, whoops, ka-chunk, put clothes back on. Hey, look, it's Cesaro Mark Punchy.
Is that what? No, he's posting a picture of what it smelled like.
Oh, Putin.
Smell like Putin.
That is a great fucking Photoshop of Cesaro butt raping Cesaro Mark Punchy. What's the matter, buddy?
How much?
You okay? Has anyone called you Cesaro Mark Punchy?
Nah, Dennis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to change the name because I'm just going to annoy
Dennis
you with
Cesaro?
Dennis
has names for everybody.
I don't think he has one for me.
No, he does.
I haven't heard it. It's one of those behind my back ones.
It's in the WhatsApp.
Yeah? What is it? That's everyone's answer to me. It's in the WhatsApp. This is not going to goad me into getting into WhatsApp. It's not going to happen. I know Twitter's dying and that WhatsApp's the next big thing.
It's like if I have to claim that something has been said about you.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it hasn't. All I have to say is it was in the WhatsApp.
It's in the WhatsApp.
It's in the WhatsApp. You'll never know.
Dude, Nod will text me. He'll be like, you don't know what they just said about you, but it was funny. I'm like, this is still not going to get me to get into WhatsApp. You fucking animals are not getting my phone number, okay? Fuck you.
I've got JJ's phone number.
I know you do.
So do I. And now it's going to be in the WhatsApp.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Because I'm telling you now, payback's a bitch.
Jay's wondering which one of us is going to turn like on him like cheese turned on Prop Joe.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, because you know what? I got more followers than all of you, so. So, yeah, go test me. For a good time, call this twink radio judge number.
Sweet.
All the bear truckers are going to give you a call. At least you won't be lonely anymore. How much would it cost to get you into a twink bear relationship? Like, what are we talking here?
What?
It would cost whoever 2 6-packs of Pabst Blue Ribbon to get him.
That is not true.
All right, three.
It has to be Stella. I know that's going to be involved.
I mean, Stella would be...
possibly some stock in Shock Top at this point.
Nah, I mean, Stella's... it's just these Stellas were more expensive than those Shock Tops. And the Shock Tops were more beer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Yar movement is now moving for the Post My Phone Number movement.
Mm-hmm.
I assure you this is not going to happen.
You assure?
I assure.
You assure them.
Because if I find out, it does... it's going to be fun.
What if I didn't do it?
I have ammo on just about everybody that has it.
What if I didn't do it?
No, there's like, no what if it what didn't.
What if, exactly, I'm too tall for a twink.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, there's no height requirement on a twink.
The twink can't be taller than the bear.
Yes, it can.
No.
Yes, it can.
No.
Yep.
Yes, it can.
How? How does that work?
This is not Indians. How doesn't work. It just is.
Hey, how are ya? Hey, how are ya?
But, yeah, no phone numbers are going on. Not like I would really care, because anyone that calls, I'm not going to be a little punk bitch and be like, oh, don't fucking call me. Like, okay, who was it? What was his fucking name? Oh, fuck, I can't remember. It's been
Stone Worm?
No, what was the other one from Filler Show?
Koof.
Yeah, Koof.
In Koof.
When we fucked with Koof,
in Koof,
his first words was, you are not allowed to use this on air. Because Nodor's called him like 8 times that night and recorded all of them. And I've heard all the calls. They're fucking hilarious.
Why haven't I heard them?
Why is there twink porn in our fucking...
Which one's the twink?
That looks like Fred from Brooklyn. Oh, God, what a faggot he turned out to be.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Apparently there's a Titanfall tournament going on. Kind of interested. I haven't been playing the Titanfalls.
I haven't either.
I kind of fell off the Titanfalls.
Ever since I bought Plants vs. Zombies, I have not played Titanfall.
I fucking love that game. It's so ridiculously stupid and simple that it works. It's addictive. I may or may not be calling into Anti-Social Gamer Radio this Tuesday at 4.
Hello.
Yeah, I'll be on with Ashley. Has it been confirmed that he's gay yet? Is this a question I should ask him on air or off air? I'm not sure. You know, I don't think before I talk. This has been documented.
No, really? You don't think before you talk, JJ?
No, I don't. There's no governor. Because he's dead. Right along with Rick's hand in the end of this season. Oh, no, fuck them, man. Don't fucking tell me it's a CGI thing. We don't want to spend the money on CGI. Shut up. Fucking do it. And can I say this? Can I say this? All Out War, shittiest ending in comics ever. I know that you don't. Punchy should get it. Either that or Punchy hasn't read it yet.
I got it.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I mean, I thought, without spoiling it, I mean, didn't expect it.
All right.
But.
They had so much potential with the middle. Like, okay, the beginning and the middle was great. And then just once that certain thing didn't happen and it was, you know, shown that, oh, well, he's going to do this. And then to do what they did really fucking pissed me off because I wanted payoff. And then Kirkman never delivers because that's what Kirkman does. Anyone that you want him to kill, he's never going to do it. And when he does, it's going to be something retarded. But that's what makes it. Kitty's confirming Ash is not gay. I mean, I got to ask, you know? You got to ask these questions.
I wonder, though, are they just going to go with the new cast of characters for starting with 126?
Looking at the preview for next month that they put at the end of the issues, I would have to say new cast.
Yeah,
like I don't think they're gonna die off. I just think they're gonna go off into a little tangent with these new people, and bring them around.
Maybe have the new people and give them the journey to like Rick's crew.
Yeah, Rick shows up and he has a hand now. Fucking shitty ass goddamn.
He always
hand.
Had the hand.
Hey, at least I'll give Game of Thrones one thing. They kept that fucking, you know. Kingslayer loses his hand in both the book and the fucking show. I like continuity. I have to have things continuity-ish. But, I don't know. It's been a weird good ride. What are you doing, buddy?
Nothing in particular.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
No? Did you hear about you've heard of Evolve, right?
I've heard of Evolve. Right. I have watched a single video of Evolved.
Well, there's more information
of Evolve.
But Evolve. The community manager of Evolve whatever that is in gaming, decided to tweet out that he was supporting Donald Sterling. Or I don't know if it was, it wasn't a tweet in support, but he was pointing out the obvious that he's being taken down by somebody that fucking privately reported him. Here, I'm pulling it up now, relax. But here's the tweet. Here's an unpopular opinion. Donald Sterling has the right as an American to be an old bigot in the security of his own home. He's a victim. That's from at JD underscore 2020. Who was the community manager for Turtle Rock's Evolve. Within, I think it was an hour, he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
And Turtle Rock came out.
Sure. He has the right to in his own home. But seriously, when you make comments like that in a league, in the NBA.
Yeah. I mean, if this was an MLB owner, this would have been a different story.
Not necessarily, but there would have been a little less.
It wouldn't have been the huge news story.
Oh, so you mean you don't want to play any of our teams?
Turtle Rock tweeted out the comments made by our former community managers stand in stark contrast to our values as a game and development studio. We sincerely apologize for his remarks and in no way endorse or support those views. I do. I support his view.
Do you?
I think he's a bigot. All right, that's pretty well known.
He's most certainly a bigot.
But this is not something that wasn't known, apparently. I'm getting the sense that everyone knew he was a fucking racist bigot.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think it was, actually said it best. Like, really, this is the smoking gun?
Yeah. I mean, they had enough reasons with this guy. Because, I read an article today. He bought the team in 82, and they were trying to get him out as an owner in 84 for something. I can't remember what he did. But, and then now, this, like, okay. If he had come out and stated, this, that, you know, and been dropping N-bombs, I would be all for reacting the way that they're reacting, right? But he literally, all he said was, hey, can you not post pictures of you next to large dick ers? Like, that's essentially all he was trying to get her to do, is just be like, hey, don't, like, I don't want my side piece to be known to taking large er. And he even says, I don't care if you fuck him, just don't post it.
Well, he's basically, I don't care if you fucking AIDS patient.
Yeah. Just don't post, don't post on your Instagram. And why that pissed him off, I don't know. And Maul says he's not the only owner that thinks that way. And he was right. He puts food on their table. He fucking puts cars in their fucking garages. That's all he was saying. It wasn't like he came out and said, look, I walk up to every practice in Cracker Whip and my ers run good, y'all. He didn't state something that's usually heard on this show. It wasn't overly racist in any way. He simply said, I put food on the table of them. I don't want you to put it up on Instagram. Stop it.
Stop it.
And the league went, that's not right. Let Oprah buy the team. Like, whoever buys this team,
let Magic Johnson buy it.
Here's a question. Do they change the name to clear out the racist association of the Clippers?
No.
Or does he keep the team and name them the Hangers?
The Hangers?
Yeah.
The Hangers and the Clippers.
Yeah, their new logo is a noose. And just go, like, okay, yeah, that fucking thing. Puncher just posted, dear God, please make Jerry Jones post or say something racist. But Jerry Jones wouldn't be out. He could say whatever the fuck he wants. They would not make him sell.
Probably, yeah.
Like, they couldn't.
Yeah. Hey, want to see a picture of something that's currently available in Alabama?
Sure.
3, 2. Read the tag.
What if I could?
Jameis Winston King Crab. Look, how fucking dumb can you be?
Seriously.
How fucking stupid can you be? You are a fucking Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
You rape a bitch last year and almost get thrown out.
And then you steal crab legs.
Yeah, crab legs. $34
and
12 cents.
Not only do you steal crab legs, you get caught stealing crab legs.
Crab legs.
Yeah, James.
It couldn't have been chicken wings.
The same week that the NCAA allows them to actually get free meals.
Yeah, just go to a booster like every normal college student from FSU who plays football.
Maul, does the name Clippers come from the fact that he has all the errors circumcised those heathens? But we take a week off, and then the news goes, oh, 360 on 420 is off. Let's run racist stuff so they can fucking regret fucking taking a week off. Because so much material. Like, Cliven Bundy is the winner out of all of this. Because he was about to take a deep dicking. The deep dicking that Donald Sterling's getting right now is what Cliven Bundy would have got. Dude, he's standing on the news talking about they would probably be happier picking cotton. And the government killed... He's holding a dead baby calf.
Veal.
Yeah. She's like, the government killed this cow. No, they didn't. You didn't feed it, stupid.
I'm going to eat it. It's veal.
Butt monkey, I firmly believe if a zombie outbreak occurred, if something racist happened, it would overshadow the zombie outbreak. Because that is what we've come to as a fucking society. The word has taken so much precedence, sorry.
No, you're good.
Precedence. Yeah,
president.
It is an er in there.
President.
Just like back in 2008, we had two different deaths in the different months. You had a fucking pill-popping, mumbling... fucking bleach blonde airhead dying, Anna Nicole Smith, and then one of the greatest stand-up comedians ever, George Carlin, dying. Guess who got more press coverage?
The bumbling pillhead.
Yup.
Yeah.
I have no respect for pillheads.
I don't either.
None.
I'm not a... I mean, I know that there's some that enjoy it, but it never...
You can enjoy it all you want. I'm not going to respect you.
It never took hold with me, man. I didn't do the pills. Pills never did anything for me.
It's not that it's not like if I take a pill, I'm not going to get fucked up. It's just I don't have respect for them.
Like, I could take a Valium, smoke a joint, and then fucking I wouldn't tell any difference.
Seriously, though, drink a beer, smoke a joint, fuck it. Don't sit there and abuse.
Don't destroy your body.
Don't abuse prescription drugs.
SP-Rock's like, shut up, I'll fucking do what I want.
Well, you do what you want, but... understand, I'm not
Peaches
have any
loves the pills.
Yeah. Just can't
he
do it.
He also loves Chevelle way too much.
Yeah. Look, don't fault him, all right? I get that he likes Chevelle. It's okay.
Some people like Chevelle.
It's okay. I mean, someone's got to buy that album.
Why not P-Rock 10,000?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Seven Dust doesn't
exist. I bought a Chevelle album once.
I did, the first one.
Yeah,
with red on it.
The red?
Yeah. That was back when I was buying CDs.
Yep.
I haven't bought a CD in, let's see here, Down 3 was the last one I bought.
I still buy CDs once every while, but not a lot of them.
I don't even want to think about what the last CD I bought was.
Down 3. And that was only because it had a DVD with it.
Sadly, I know I'm going to catch shit for this, but it was probably a Dave Matthews Band CD.
Yuck!
Ew.
Why do you like Dave Matthews?
I used to be a very... large fan of Dave Matthews.
Like, why?
I don't know. Because
none of his songs are good.
Because it was jammy.
Jammy?
It was jammy and I liked it.
Jammy.
Which was really weird. I didn't like a lot of jam bands.
Yeah?
Like Widespread and Fish. Didn't like either. I don't like Widespread. I don't like Fish. I don't know what it was. And I mean... Maybe it was some kind of hometown nostalgia, like he grew up in, you know, he's from Charlottesville. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
You just like Dave Matthews?
Now, granted,
is this to this day you'll ride down the road jamming some Dave?
No, I haven't listened to
what's in your CD player right now?
Nothing.
Nothing? What was the last song played on your MP3 player? If I picked it up and you played it right now, what song is blasting? It's okay. We'll wait.
I don't know.
Western Echo, large fan of Dave Matthews and of Large Cox.
Well, I was 13. I didn't know any better.
Maul, I'm in West Virginia where mushrooms are everywhere. I really want to try shrooms.
Do it.
Yeah, do it, and make sure you wave at Nodors as he drives by tonight.
Right.
Because he's, like, if you have a Walmart near you, if you go by it and there's a truck out front that is blue, and, you know, you may or may not be able to see the old Nodors. He goes to West Virginia like once or twice a month.
I think one of the things that made me like Dave Matthews at the time was he did. You remember VH1? They did Storytellers.
Yeah,
and,
it's all right show.
All right, but you get the gist of Storytellers. It's like, hey, let's get this artist on. Yeah. They'll play a live set and they'll tell stories about the songs and whatnot. How they wrote the songs. Most of the time, it's not very interesting.
No,
because honestly, the reasoning behind.
Does that make you dick hard?
No. The reasoning behind why a song was written is really not the most interesting of stories.
Yeah.
In most cases. One thing I did like about Dave Matthews' Storytellers is going into it, you know, that's what you think it is. Like, oh, do we want to know how these songs were written, the inspiration behind them? This guy didn't tell any stories about his songs. He just told random fucking stories about some that he hung out with in Africa. And, they were funny.
Yeah.
It was funny stuff. Like, he goes into, he's hanging out with this dude. And they're all drinking. They're all shit-faced drunk. And he says, I'm starving. Like, when are we going to eat? I'm starving. And then he goes into how that is very faux pas to say in Africa. Like, I'm starving.
Faux pas?
That's, yeah, faux pas.
Yeah.
You know, it's uncouth.
Better than faux hawk.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, you're in Africa, you're talking to an African. You say, I'm starving. That man probably knows what starving really is.
Yeah. What's his name, Marvin?
No. I don't remember what his name was. Never mind. It was funny. There were funny stories, not having anything to do with the songs. And he was drunk as shit.
Were you jerking off?
No.
No?
No. I don't jerk off to music.
Really?
Oh. I don't jerk off to music. Who has time to put music on? I don't need to set the vibe.
The mood.
I don't need to set the mood and put.
Well, you don't because there's no girl there to.
No,
make a mood.
I just need to be like, oh, I've got wood. Let's take care
of this.
I think
you're Don John.
Don John?
Yeah. Have you seen that piece of shit movie?
I have not.
I got the pleasure of watching Don John yesterday.
Did you?
And I usually like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, he sucks in this.
Does he?
Oh, dude, it's bad.
He wrote it.
It's
terrible,
dude. It's terrible.
It's really that bad?
It's so bad, and it's not even bad. Good. Like, there's a couple of funny spots about
ScarJo didn't make up for it.
No, dude, ScarJo annoyed the fuck out of me.
Really?
Because she plays this fucking Long Islander accent lady.
Oh, we all know how you feel about that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I might not have much of a problem.
Like,
with
and
it.
Honestly, like with the way she was dressed, it.
ScarJo could talk and sound like Snooki, and I'd probably still.
Now, Julianne Moore was in it. She was fucking hot and all right. I'd fucking bend her up. Sometime.
Actually, you know what? I found the last song that played on my MP3.
Western Echo. Hey, I've got wood. # Judge pickup lines.
Right.
Kitty liked Don John. I mean, it's a chick flick, so of course I'm not gonna like it. But I mean, it wasn't good. It's just like, all right, I think for a chick flick, it has to have no climax, it has to have no story, and no, you know, set of how the movie goes. I think # Judge Pickup
Lines. I've used that one before. I have.
Yeah?
It worked.
Did it?
It worked.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
She knows better.
You guys want to know my best pickup line?
What's that? Did he just hang up?
Yep. Yep, he did. Hey, I'll give him credit. That's the best exit he's made.
That is a good exit for him.
That's the best exit he's made.
But I'm gonna answer his thing there. The best pickup line that he should use, and I hope he's listening here, is he walks up to the chick and says, "Hey, I've lost a midget."
I kicked him.
He kicked him to the curb like that phone call.
No.
The sad thing is, I was actually like getting ready to fucking cut off.
I found out what the last song that played on my MP3.
What's that?
It was Elizabeth II from Camelot.
Okay. Right.
You ever heard Camelot?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
No, it doesn't really. I actually kind of like it. It's a suite, though. They did three songs called Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And I like the second one.
You know which one I like?
It's hair metal. Already?
Yeah. I gotta go old guy Sid.
Already?
That's it. I wanted to get on here, get the updates.
You got
going.
An old guy Sid already?
I got an old guy Sid. I figure by the time I tear this down and get over there, it'll be about 1:32. Because that's what I need to do.
What was 2 o'clock? That was...
Hmm?
You got to be there at 2?
Well, I have to go wipe his ass, apparently.
At 2?
Well, I was supposed to be there at like 11. Don't look at me. Play it by ear for Sunday. It may or may not happen. I'm not sure. I don't know what you think.
I don't know.
You know what I'm glad we did? This show, so that we got our fucking out of the way. Let's see here. Follow Cesaro Mark Punchy at CM Punchy. Listen to Brain Stew Radio's Fridays at 8 and Sundays at 2. I go to morelikeradio.org and make sure you get all your downloads in. Maul's asking, how'd the Tumblr plan with T-Roy going? I've let Nodor spearhead this.
And so, he has done nothing with
it. Yeah. That's like giving a monkey a fucking gun.
He's going to look at it.
Yeah.
And he's going to set it down. He's going to set it down and go put his dick in a tree.
Hey, I have a joke, but I'm not gonna.
You sure?
I'm not. I don't want the look. But follow Radio Judge. Good Lord, he needs followers. Can we get him over 100?
What the
How
hell?
Many followers do you have?
I think I'm over 100.
Yeah, finally.
No, I think I have been.
Fucking 3 years on Twitter.
It may be. It may be my other profile. Or my other Twitter, but...
That one doesn't count.
You're right, it doesn't.
It doesn't count. The radio judges...
I am over 100.
You're over 100.
I'm at 116.
Yeah?
I'm at 116.
All right, let's get him to 130. We're not doing a show until you fuckers get him to 130.
130.
Yeah.
No show until Radio Judge...
16 people.
...has 130.
Yeah, 16 friends.
That's 14.
Shut up.
I went to school for math. It's okay.
I know. I'm not high. Leave me alone. That's my problem.
I know. I'm not high. So leave me alone.
Yeah. I have to go wipe an old man's ass. This is not going to be fun.
All right. So 14 followers. That's what I need.
14 followers.
For our next show.
Yeah.
We going back to gorilla style here?
Yeah.
How does MLR feel about this?
I don't care. It's not like they play our replays in the place anyways. I'm not bitching.
We'll be at the live event.
Yeah. I will say this. We are on the marquee now. Good job, you Russian, Ukrainian, drunk person.
We're at the end of it.
Hey. We're up there. That's all that matters.
We're there.
2 years. I mean, we were only one of the first shows to broadcast here. You know.
toot, toot.
But, there's 14 followers. Tell your friends. 360 L420 dead to babies.